ABC Radio Australia.
Pacific governments are ramping up their efforts to try to stop the spread of coronavirus as the number of confirmed cases of COVID-19 in the Pacific reaches 70. Yesterday, Papua New Guinea forced a Qantas flight back to Australia because under its 14-day state of emergency, no one can enter the country, not even PNG citizens. While in Fiji, the government is urging everyone to stay at home as it's confirmed its fourth case of COVID-19 yesterday, and who was a man who'd flown from Australia on Saturday into Nandi and took a taxi to the capital, Suva. For the latest, Catherine Grau joins me now. So good morning, Catherine.
Good morning.
Now, let's come back to Fiji, but we want to start in Guam because they appear to be the worst affected place in the Pacific so far. What's the latest?
That's right. They now have 32 confirmed cases in Guam, with another 3 confirmed late yesterday. Now, we have to remember as well that the population of Guam is only 164,000 to begin with, a small place. So that means that at the moment, around 1 in every 5,000 people there have been confirmed to be infected. We are now getting more details provided by authorities about the patients' conditions and who they are. For example, 14 of them are aged above 60, including one person who is aged in their 90s. But there are also 6 who are in their 20s and 30s. So quite clearly, this is affecting young people as well in Guam. Now, just 5 of the 32 or 31 cases, because of course there was one death there at the weekend, 5 of them are in the hospital and 21, we understand at least, are in a stable condition.
Now, in Guam, Catherine, we had 12 confirmed cases on Sunday, but now just 3 and then 2 in the last few days. So do you think that they've already started to flatten the curve or stop the quick spread of this virus?
Talia, they're not really sure at this stage. They are doing as many as 40 tests every day. And as you say, just 3 confirmed yesterday, 2 the day before. But there were that 12 on Sunday. Here's what the governor of Guam, Lu Leonguero, said yesterday when she was asked about it.
We thought this is where the surge is going to start happening, right? The upward surge. We were prepared to have that double the next day. But as it turned out, it did not double. And it became 2 out of 40. So we're just looking to see what tonight's, tomorrow, and so forth, to see, to make sure, to look at whether that's a much more reasonable trend. This may just be an abnormal, aberrant kind of situation.
What they do know, Talia, is that there clearly is community transmission in Guam, so it's spreading from people who have already had it to others there in Guam. They are stepping up their rules. They've extended their state of public health emergency. They're now ordering that all parks and beaches are closed, although people can go out and exercise by themselves still. Schools remain closed till at least mid-April, and of course things that aren't necessarily deemed essential, like restaurants and bars, will remain closed.
Now, Catherine, what about what's happening in Fiji? Because as you said, that there is a fourth case, but it's separate to the other 3 cases that had already been confirmed. What's the latest?
That's right. So a 28-year-old man flew from Australia, from Sydney to Nandi on Saturday. He had no symptoms when he arrived, but soon after the flight, he placed himself into self-quarantine, as is now required in Fiji. And then the next day, he developed a sore throat and a cough. So we let authorities know, and he is now in an isolation ward in hospital in the capital, Suva. The Prime Minister, Frank Bainimarama, says that despite the fact that the man is now in Suva, they will not be locking down that city the way they have Lautoka, the other town where the 3 other confirmed cases are. And that's because there had been, before they were really aware, people moving around much more so in Lautoka. But despite not enforcing a lockdown in Suva or across the country, the Prime Minister has a clear message and wants people across the country to stay at home.
All Fijians, everyone in Fiji, should avoid all non-essential travel. That means no Fijian should travel from their home unless absolutely necessary. And they certainly should not be traveling around the country, across divisions, or to different islands. Children should stay at home at all times. The elderly should stay at home at all times. Breadwinners who can go to work should go home straight after.
I do just want to also point out too, in Fiji, they are still scrambling to find many passengers who were on planes that the first confirmed case in Fiji had been working on, because he was a flight attendant. Now, there had been more than 80 just a bit over a day ago, so they turned to the public, releasing people's full names, some of their contact details, which some people have raised concerns about privacy breaches. They are now, though, down to 30 that they are still looking for, and clearly want to make sure they are in self-isolation, because if they're not, they're obviously in contact with other people, and if they have COVID-19, there could be further spread.
Now, Catherine, here in Australia, we're facing even tougher restrictions. The Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, announced late last night that weddings and funerals need to be limited to very small groups, and other businesses like museums are being told to close their doors. We're even being warned against having the family around for barbecues. And those measures are being put in place to stop the spread of coronavirus. But seeing places like Samoa that don't have any confirmed cases in implement new measures as well, that's a bit surprising. So what are they doing over there?
That's right, Talia. So I guess in Samoa particularly, they're not taking any chances after their deadly measles outbreak last year that did spread so quickly and, of course, killed more than 80 people. They do in Samoa, while they don't have any confirmed cases, they do have a number of suspected cases who are people who remain in isolation as they wait for their results to come back from New Zealand. Currently, they are waiting for 7. All the ones that they've sent so far, of course, have been come back negative. Now, the government did already declare a state of emergency on Friday night, and late last night they've extended that. Amongst the changes, all international travel will be stopped as of midnight tonight. There's a curfew for supermarkets. They'll only be allowed to be open between 6 a.m. and 4 p.m. People who are older than 60 just won't be allowed outside of their homes unless they're getting medical help. There are to be no public gatherings of more than 5 people at any public place. So that rules out places like church and sports, and restaurants can't be operating, although they can do takeaway in Samoa. And there are going to be some pretty clear penalties for people who break the rules enforced by the police. And also in Samoa, they're having currently a national period of fasting and prayer. So every family in Samoa for a week, starting last Sunday all the way to next Sunday, from 6 a.m. to 12 p.m. Are being encouraged to pray and fast daily.
And Papua New Guinea also has a national day of prayer too, I hear, as well.
That's right. That's happening. And of course, PNG also remains in lockdown there as part of its 14-day state of emergency as they try to combat coronavirus. There are no confirmed cases in PNG now. There had been the one, a mine worker who was evacuated actually to Australia earlier this week. There are tests, though, that they are also waiting on the results and just making sure that particularly the people he had contact with have not contracted it. As part of that state of emergency, PNG has really closed its borders. It's essentially buying PNG more time so it can prepare. As you say, this is going to go on for some time. So they want to make sure that they are as prepared as they can be. Cargo is still moving around PNG for the essentials, things like health supplies and security forces. And there are some flights that are still leaving PNG to allow expats or Australians to head home if they want to. But as we mentioned right at the start, incoming flights are not allowed into PNG for the next 2 weeks at least. There was a flight turned around yesterday. And for Papua New Guineans who remain in Australia, there's certainly been a clear message from their police minister, Brian Kramer, who's leading the response about what this means for them.
If we have our citizens that are living in Australia, these are developed countries with extremely good, robust health systems, if that's the best place to be, not in PNG. So I ask for their consideration, those families, that this is for another 14 days until the government can make a clear assessment on the situation within PNG.